Well, good morning. This is Jeremy Deeds of Planning for Life, Life and Financial Planning Consultants from Helmsley in North Yorkshire. This is my market perspective for Monday the 5th September 2011. And welcome back after the break. My son Alex returns to school this evening and hopefully normality will return after a very long summer break. I'd like to start with a quick overview of what's been going on in the markets over August. We saw significant volatility and falls in August, although there has been a bit of a recovery recently. But the big picture is one that comprises debt and growth, and there's no doubt it's going to be a long time before all this gets itself sorted out. Both governments and consumers are still highly indebted and are desperate to strengthen their balance sheets by reducing their debt levels, and that means, of course, they're not spending. Governments and consumers are obviously the main drivers of economic growth. And so we're seeing growth stifled until these two ultimate spenders do actually get their balance sheets back in order. Now, of course, none of this is helped by both rising inflation and rising taxes, which are also putting the dampers on consumption and spending. But the upside is that, surprisingly, the corporate sector is in pretty good shape, both in terms of debt, profits, and the outlook. And arguably, equity prices, after the recent falls, are now exceptionally well valued in terms of their earnings prospects. Let's turn to last week and the highlights of last week very briefly. Markets were generally up Monday through Thursday, but Friday's US employment report, as I think we all know, which showed no change in August employment, really knocked the markets again, bringing them back down. And we also saw quite a bit of data showing that globally the steady but consistent recovery in manufacturing seemed to grind to a halt in August. One big surprise was the minutes of the US Federal Reserve, which were published last week, showing a call for aggressive action to get growth back on track. And I think we'll see the impact of this in the September Fed meeting, which has been extended to 2 days to discuss this. In Europe, sentiment was really damp. We saw lackluster reports, which showed basically that business and consumer sentiment was softening. In the Far East, there wasn't a lot of data around in the Far East, but the People's Bank of China continues to tighten monetary policy. They announced yet a further increase in banks' reserve requirements to try and drain liquidity. And this is already showing in a falling off of property prices in China, arguably no bad thing because there is a bit of a bubble there. Last week, both US Treasury yields and US dollar were down, again, as investors fled to safety on the US employment figures. Oil is little changed, with West Texas Intermediate now standing at $86. And gold is up again and now stands at just over $1,880. Quick look at markets. Last week, generally up, although most of them came off on the Friday. But Japan was up 2%, Far East up 2-3%, Europe up 2%. And the US unchanged. I think it's also worth looking at what happened in the markets over August, where Japan fell 9%, the Far East fell 8%, Europe was down around 15%, although the UK itself was only down 7%, and the US was down 6%. So what's the bottom line? Well, the question is this just confidence, or lack of it, or is there a genuine retrenchment? And we won't know the answer to that until we start moving into the final quarter of this year properly. But look out for the cavalry in the form of the Obama jobs plan and possible further Fed stimulus to the economy in the form of QE3. Coming up this week, we see market moving events possibly from central bank meetings in Australia, Canada, UK, Europe and Japan. There's a raft of data from US and Europe and China as well. And on the basis that markets at the moment tend to be data and sentiment driven, that could have quite an impact on markets. And US markets are closed today for Labor Day. That's it. Thanks for listening. It's good to be back. Please note that nothing in this commentary should be regarded as advice. Please speak to your professional advisor before taking any action based on this report. Planning for Life is authorized and regulated by the Financial Services Authority, and our number is, if I can remember it after the break, 448184. Okay, that's it from me. Speak to you next week. Many thanks. Take care.